student walkout getting pushback. Lisa Brady, Fox News. At the University of Texas in Austin, hundreds of students are showing support for Palestinians by walking out of class in what the school calls an unauthorized protest, warning organizers it won't allow the campus to be taken. This as protests that began last week in New York City have spread to more than 25 top universities around the country, now also including the University of Southern California campus in L.A.
We are told that there are students mixed with some, quote, outsiders, and we do not know exactly what the administration has done in terms of their marching orders for both campus police as well as LAPD, whether they're going to clear them out, which is what's happening at Texas, or whether or not they will be allowed to stay to put up their tents and so forth, as I've been told by our photographer who was on the scene that they brought tents as well.
Fox's William Lajeunesse. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu posting a video on the protests.
Anti-Semitic mobs have taken over leading universities. They call for the annihilation of Israel. They attack Jewish students. They attack Jewish faculty. This is reminiscent of what happened in German universities in the 1930s.
He says it's unconscionable and has to be stopped, calling anti-Semitism the canary in the coal mine that always precedes larger conflagrations. Earlier today, President Biden signing a $95 billion package that includes more aid for Israel and Ukraine and Taiwan.
When our allies are stronger, and I want to make this point again and again, when our allies are stronger, we are stronger.
Also reiterating support for bipartisan border security measures that didn't make it into the final bill after months of debate. An update just in on a fiery plane crash yesterday outside Fairbanks, Alaska. A federal aviation official says one of the two pilots reported a fire shortly before the crash, which killed both of them. The plane was carrying more than 3,000 gallons of heating oil for a small village. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Multiple arrests and citations at a crowded spring beach party in Georgia.
Tybee Island police say officers made 54 arrests and issued more than 100 traffic tickets at the annual Orange Crush party on Georgia's largest public beach. It's believed more than 6,000 people were there for what has become a yearly celebration of spring. The high attendance required more cops on patrol and resulted in more citations than in prior years. This includes officers finding 3 stolen guns and a stolen car. Police are also looking into a car chase during the event. After many community complaints about noise and trash, some attendees did stay later to help the town clean up the beach. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Air quality in the U.S. under a microscope in an annual report.
131 million people, roughly 40% of the U.S. population, are living in areas with unhealthy levels of air pollution. The American Lung Association used air quality data from 2020 to 2022, the most recent available, but updated it to reflect this year's EPA pollution standards. There were also more very unhealthy or hazardous air quality days than any time in the survey's history.
Fox's CJ Papa, one top official with the association, blames the impacts of climate change. Runaway horses race through the streets of London.
Tearing a 5-mile route through the center of the city, military horses stopping and smashing into London's morning traffic. That from BBC footage as at least 2 horses, one seemingly covered in blood, galloped from Buckingham Palace to East London's Docklands. Cars have been seen dented with windows smashed and at least 4 injuries have been reported at 3 different locations.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. All of the horses were recovered. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious.
But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.